Today is the 17th of September. Welcome to Heart of Worship. My name is JC May, and it is an honor to be back with you on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So I've been a little inconsistent. I have been inconsistent. And that is because a lot is happening in my life at the moment, and they're all happening at the same time. So I've not been able to dedicate or throw myself into my podcast, the way that I would like to. But over the next 3 weeks, things are about to change, and I'll be able to settle down. I'll have my own office space, and I'll be able to do these properly. So thank you for your patience, but guys, please keep me in your prayers. But with all that said, we are going to pick up from where we left off, I believe, last Tuesday, and we're going to continue in the line of worship. And our verse of the day comes from James 3 verse 13, and it says this: who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. Loving Shepherd, we know you have been a wise and loving Father to us. Help us share that care that you have lavished on us with the person who most needs it today. Please protect us from arrogance, and Lord, gently help us in the ways that make us a more useful tool in your hands. This we ask in your precious name. Amen. And so to everybody who is new here on Heart of Worship, or you're listening in for the first time, welcome to the family. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for taking the time out to listen and to join us in worshiping our God. For those of you that have been on this journey since the 1st of February this year, thank you for your consistency. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for believing in this vision. So as you know, today is Monday, and on Mondays we use it to thank God for the week past, and we thank God for the week ahead. So family, wherever you are right now, will you begin to lift up your voice and just thank him? Thank him that you woke up this morning. Thank him for your name is written in the book of life. Thank him that he is there with you no matter what happens, no matter how many times you may stray, that God continually carries you. Thank you for the God of consistency. Thank him for providing for you. Thank him for wiping your tears in the midnight. Thank him for allowing you to be exactly who it is that you are called to be. Thank him for the blood, for the blood, for the blood, for the blood that cleanses, for the blood that makes us whole. Thank him for the blood of Jesus. Thank him. Just begin to lift your voice and thank him. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for our careers. We thank you for you, oh God. We thank you for your consistency. We thank you that you are God. We thank you for you are Jehovah. We thank you, Father God, because there is none like you. We thank you for you are the God of miracles. You are the God of the impossible. We thank you for you are a waymaker. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for you are the God that parted the Red Sea. We thank you, Father God, for the miracles that you consistently do each and every day. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for our children. Thank you for this generation. Thank you for this nation. Thank you for our government. Thank you for this world that you have entrusted us with. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your supernatural power. Thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. Thank you for imparting your spirit with us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, for his guidance, for his wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding. thank you, Father God, that we get to sit next to you on your right hand and worship you. Thank you for allowing us to join in with your angels to cry, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Thank you for allowing us to join the 24 elders as we lift up our hands in worship. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the privilege of being here today to worship you, to lift up our voice, to cry out to you, O God. We thank you. We thank you in all circumstances. We thank you. When things are going right, we thank you. When things are going wrong, we thank you. When things aren't the way we think it should be going, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the trials and the tribulations. We thank you for the storms, because Father God, we thank you for those lessons that are birthed out of those situations. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your loving kindness. We thank you for who you are. We searched all over. We couldn't find anybody like you. And I will not be silent, for I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, you today, that you serve a God of miracles, a God of signs and wonders, that you serve a God who can do the impossible. And that my prayer really is that the spirit of breakthrough comes over your household, the spirit of breakthrough comes into your life, the spirit of breakthrough comes over your situation, that whatever it is that you're facing right now on this day, that God will begin to show you his miracles, his signs, and his wonders. That breakthroughs will begin to take place in every aspect of your life.
Yeah. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. There is none like you. There is none like you.
Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Mark 10, verse 27. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God." Not with God. All things are possible with God. All things. He didn't say some things. He didn't say a few things. He said all things are possible with God. And so God, we thank you for this word. We thank you because we can look at our situation and say, Father, with our earthly eyes, this looks impossible. With our earthly being, this looks impossible. But if we just lean on him and lean on his word, I believe that through you, God will begin to show you that all things are possible. That God will begin to work with you and show you that things are not impossible, but are possible if you believe and trust in your God. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word. You know, Luke 18:27 kind of says the same thing. It says, Jesus replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God. As you go about your day today, as you have put him first, no matter what trials may come your way, I want you to look at that thing and say, what is impossible with man is possible with God. You serve a God of miracle, signs, and wonders. You serve a God that split the Red Sea. You serve a God that made the blind to see. You serve a God that made the deaf to hear. You serve a God that conquered death. So if you serve a God that conquered death, what makes you think that that very thing that you are facing, that very thing that you are afraid of, that very thing that you feel that you cannot handle, that God will not make the impossible possible? Just when the doctor said there's nothing they can do, just when the lawyer said there's nothing you can do, just when your teacher said you can't make that grade, you can't make that university, you won't be able to get into this, just when you were turned down for a particular job that you had applied for, you went for the interview, you prepped for it, just when you were turned down left, right and center, when things begin to say no to you, when you turn your face to the wall and you say, God, do you know what? What is impossible with man is possible with God. When God says yes, it's yes. And when he says no, it is no. We don't just say when God opens a door, it's open. When God shuts the door, it's shut. We don't just say that just for formality. It's because it's the truth. When he opens a door, he opens it wide. And when he shuts that door, he shuts it so tight it's bolted.
Holy is your name, oh Lord, with everything I've got. My heart will sing how I love you, yeah.
If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes.
Yay. My heart will sing how I love you. Yay. Holy, holy.
So this week our prayer is, dear Lord, You have told us that man does not walk in the ways of the world and refuses to be influenced by the trinkets that this world offers and puts their trust in you is blessed indeed. Bless us, O Lord. We pray with love in times of hatred, goodness in times of hostility, peace in times of strife, hope in the midst of despair, faith in the times of testings, and joy in the times of pain, for our hope is in you alone. You also told us, Father, that the one who delights in you and meditates on your word is like a fruitful tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Bless us, Lord, we pray, with these blessings that only come from you. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, if this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship, welcome to the Heart of Worship family. You can find us on all the social media platforms. On you can find us at Heart of Worship at Facebook. If you want to follow me personally, thank you. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at JC May or JC May Music. The biggest thing happening here on Heart of Worship is The biggest thing happening here on Heart of Worship is our first worship service, which is taking place on the 1st of February, and early bird tickets are now available. So if you go to my link on Instagram at JC May, you will find the link in my bio. Go ahead, click the link, go ahead, purchase your ticket. I want every single seat that evening occupied. I do not want a dry seat in that place. And so I am believing God that every single seat will be filled, and in order for that to happen, y'all need to be there. So if you have any questions about it, please message me. I will be able to answer your questions as much as possible, but the team who will be handling the tickets will also be able to answer your questions. Over the next few weeks, I am going to be hosting webinars and, you know, really encouraging you to attend the service. So the first series that we're going to be talking about is the art of worship, and so I'm looking forward to the month of October, where we'll really begin to gear up the launch and the journey towards the call next year. So guys, please keep us in your prayers. Please keep us in your prayers as we begin to plan and as we begin to pray into the 1st of February. I know that God is going to do a thing of wonders. He's going to show up. He is going to perform healing. He's going to give us the breakthrough that we desire through our worship. We are about to change worship, and we are about to turn it on its head. Whatever you think worship is, I promise you, we are about to turn it upside down, because I believe it is time for us to take our stance in our worship. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, I love you. Stay blessed. Bye.